Today is Wednesday, March 13th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves. Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season.
Today's reading comes from Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them, bring them down with your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it. And may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Jesus says that if I love him, I will keep his commandments. but my allegiance isn't always that firm. Too often I choose what is easiest or what feels best in the moment, and not what is truly and deeply good. Too often I try to meet my own needs my own way and end up hurting myself and others. I really want to love Jesus, but I am not always faithful. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would cleanse me this day from the pride and self-preservation that are so often much more natural to me than loving you. I confess that I need your forgiveness. Lord, I also ask that you would keep teaching me how to obey you in that gentle, kind way of yours. Let me know your light, easy yoke as I walk faithfully with you today. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed.
One of the words used for repentance in the Bible refers to turning around and going the other way. When I am in sin, all I need to do is turn. And until I do, shame and distance will seep in. But as I turn, I know that I will find the open arms of the Father, ready in each moment to welcome me back with warmth and affection. Father, I yield even now to your love. I surrender to you the shame I carry and turn away from my sin and towards you, receiving the cleansing that only the blood of Jesus can provide. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, The name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.